Our Coach's Insight programs continue here tonight on Care 93.7. I'm Brandon Salmon. We're now going to Jefferson County North, and we're joined by girls basketball coach, that is Steve Nolan. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, we haven't had a chance to really discuss the midseason tournament last week. Your team hosted that one. So many good teams taking part in that field here in 2023. You guys are upended in the first game by Perry LeCompton, but you bounce back with a couple of wins over Oskaloosa and Atchison to take fifth place there. Just give me the overall takeaways from that midseason tournament a week ago.
Well, you know, I thought we didn't play the way we had been playing there on that first night. And Perry was a good team, and it was just kind of, we stayed close with them. We just couldn't get over the hump and couldn't get things going for us. The next two nights, we were playing a little shorthanded. We were without Emily Langley, but girls stepped up and really played well. We got in a little foul trouble on Friday night, and kind of playing six girls, and we offensively things were clicking for us, but we had two girls on the bench in foul trouble, and we were able to overcome that, still hold on, and get a pretty good win there, and you know, we had freshman Michael Lee, who hasn't seen a lot of varsity time, come in and gave us some good minutes while we had some people in foul trouble there that night. Then on Saturday, again, we're still a little shorthanded, but get a little more shorthanded in the first quarter. Abby Laird got a little bit of an injury if she was out, but the rest of them kind of picked it up, and we were down, I think, 8 points or 10 points at the end of the first quarter, and slowly just, I think we got down as much as 14 or so, slowly started chipping away. Finally got back within one, I think, by the end of the third, took our first lead under a couple minutes left and was able to win by four. But I thought, you know, each of the girls had a good tournament. You know, Macy Thompson, I think, for the tournament averaged a double-double. I think she had averaged like 9.9 and 8 points and 11 rebounds. We didn't get anybody on the all-tournament team, but we had at least four girls that could be right in there. Abby Laird, I thought, had a great offensive tournament. Claire Javins and Clara Johnson both also played really well for us as a win down, because we had opportunities both games to kind of give up being shorthanded and being behind in that second game, and really played through it. I thought we grew as a team on those two games.
Well, what does it say about the development of some of those younger girls when you play some games shorthanded, you get in some foul trouble, whether it's that or injuries, and then some of those girls, as you mentioned, kind of stepping up who didn't have that varsity experience really throughout the course of the year?
Oh, yeah. I think hopefully it helps us down the line. I think that would really help us out, you know, just because we don't have that many out anyway, and just to get some playing time for some, you know, it's got to help us, I think, in the future.
And now you get, obviously, the second go-around here in Northeast Kansas League play. It started Tuesday night. You had to go to Pleasant Ridge. Very good team there. You saw them at the beginning of the season. It seems so long ago that it was December 2nd. Now we're sitting here in the first day of February, first couple of days of February, but you saw Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday night. You beat them the first time. P. Ridge gets this one, though, 56-42. What was different on Tuesday?
Well, again, we were a little shorthanded this time. Abby Laird was sick for us. And she was out, but we had Emily back, and Emily started the game hot. I think she scored either 8 of our first 10 or 6 of our first 8. We were able to get it into her, and Claire Jobbins hit a couple threes. We had a great first quarter. And then about halfway through the game, Macy Thompson didn't feel well and was kind of throwing up at halftime. And don't want to make excuses, because we still had our opportunities. Pleasant Ridge was playing well. I think they hit 11 threes on us, and they were playing well. They were shooting lights out. But we just couldn't overcome that. And, again, I think as time goes on, we're going to learn from, you know, being a little shorthanded on things we're able to do. And hopefully it makes us stronger in the future here as well.
Finally, Coach, tomorrow night, Moore Hill Mounts Academy. You get them at home, second go-around with the Ravens this year. You saw them back December 6th. MHMA got the win the first time, 42-28. So, again, shorthanded here in the last few games. You need some girls to step up. What are you looking for here in this second meeting with Moore Hill?
Well, hopefully we can get Macy and Abby back and get back to full strength here before Friday. But I know Moore Hill's playing well. I see that last night they played Effingham to a 9-point game, and they had a good run, I think, in their tournament. And they just, you know, really kind of been clicking, so we're going to have to be on all cylinders and we're ready to play. Luke does a great job with them down there.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us again, brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coming off the midseason tournament last week and then a loss on Tuesday to Pleasant Ridge. They're back to it Friday at home against Moorhill Mounts Academy. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
All right, thanks, Brendan.